Would you like to know what's coming up in the month of Heshvan? God has set you apart for high-level assignments. Next-level assignments are coming to you, and this is the week you're going to see it happen. We've stepped into the month of Heshvan. It'll be on October 21st. At sundown. That's on Tuesday, October 21st. That will also be a new moon. Yes, at the beginning of every Hebrew calendar month is a new moon. On the 14th day is a full moon. So we're coming into a brand new moon. Something very special is also happening in the month of Heshvan. It will be a meteor shower, the Orionoids meteor shower, a meteor shower that takes place around the constellation Orion. This will also be happening in the sky on Tuesday, October 21st. If you're in the northern hemisphere, look south. If you're in the southern hemisphere, look north, and you will be able to see it. It will be a beautiful meteor shower announcing the fact that we are coming into a brand new Hebrew month. And this is a special month. This is a month of abundant rains. Whew, hallelujah. Come on. The spring rains and the fall rains all in the same month, according to Joel chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. The abundant showers are here. Great blessings are coming. But listen, we have to know how to handle these blessings. And this is what I want to talk to you about this month. We have come into this very, very special time with the new moon and the meteor shower, and the constellations are speaking that God is blessing us. He is raining down blessings. Even the stars, even from the comets, we are going to see the overflow of this meteor shower coming forth. It's going to be spectacular. There is evidence that the stars are bringing forth a shine, and the earth is preparing itself for the heavens to rain, raining stars and raining water. In Israel, it's actually a very wet time. We've entered into that wet season. But as many of you know, I've been teaching on the fact that in accordance with Joel chapter 2, we have stepped into the seven blessings. So that would be double portion, financial abundance, restoration, God's miracles, God's divine presence, a blessing on the sons and daughters, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. These blessings are coming forth in abundancy. And God wants you protected. Come on. See, he wants to bless you, but you actually have to have protection around you for the blessing. So heaven is raining right now. Now, this month is called Heshvan or Mar Heshvan. It actually means bitter, okay? Why would it be bitter? Because there's no feasts in it. We just came off two feasts and a fast time as we entered into the month of Tishri. Now, as we end Tishri and we come into Heshvan, it is always a sad time with no feasts. But this is the time where we remember Noah, and that he got into the ark. On the 17th day of Heshvan, that will be November 8th. That would be the day that God called Noah to come into the ark. And I actually want to read that particular scripture to you right now so that you can grab a hold and have a revelation of that. From Genesis chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, that's this month, okay, second month in the civil year, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Now, one of the special things about Heshvan is that we know that that when Noah and his family got in the ark, before they got in the ark, God gave them specific instructions on how to build the ark. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because see, God is going to share with you about how to build a structure that is going to be able to handle all the blessings that God is bringing forth. And so we know the ark had specific measurements, and God was going to put two of everything in it. Come on, there had to be two of every animal, right? Including including humankind, male and female, had to go in this ark because God was getting ready to take care of the sin in the earth. And he wanted to make sure that he sent one righteous family in this ark and protected them for really, it was a year and 10 days is they were protected in this ark. And so they enter in on November 8th. That will be November 8th, according to the Gregorian calendar. But it would be Heshvan 17. And so there was a preparation before that time came. And it says specifically that when God gave instructions for the ark, he spoke about how it was to be built. And he spoke why. He said, listen, the earth has become very violent. And God says, listen, you're righteous, you're holy, and you're family, and I want to protect you. I want you to come into this. So it says in verse 14 from Genesis chapter 6, make an ark. And that word ark is the Hebrew word tabah. It means make a box, basically. Make a box, and then some things have to hold the box together, okay? The box needs to be made of gopher wood, and there needs to be rooms that are in this ark, and you shall pitch it within and without. And pitch was like a type of tar, okay, that came into it. That's a Hebrew word, kafar, and it actually means to cover. The pitch was holding the wood together and preventing the water to come in so that they would be safe in the ark. Now, why is this important? Because God put them in a box and he covered them. Now, not just from the head and the sides, but he used this pitch, which is the word to cover. It means to atone for, to cleanse, to be merciful, and to reconcile. God put them in the box, and he covered it with pitch. He covered it with a form of atonement, okay, at one minute, that they would be safe here for a year and 10 days before they ended up exiting on Heshvan 27, which had been November 18th, the next year, a year later, okay? So in this month, he enters in, him and his family, and then they come out a year later in this same month, all right? So this is a month where God covers us. It's a month where God puts us in a box that is safe. And I heard the Lord say, I'm bringing next level assignments, but you must be safe in that place. Now, as many of you know, we just came out of Tishrei. What was important about Tishrei was the Day of Atonement on October 2nd. What happened that day? That's the day that Jesus himself went into the heavenly tabernacle and put his blood on the mercy seat on the top of the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark, the box, okay? A box. It's a different Hebrew word, but it relatively means a box, okay? So this box and then the mercy seat on top of it, Yeshua Messiah atoned for the sins of the world by putting his blood on top of that mercy seat and that Ark of the Covenant. And he declared it is finished, and he catapulted us into the new eternal order of Melchizedek, okay? You can read about this in Hebrews chapter 6, 7, 8, 9. He is our high priest in the order of Melchizedek, not the Levitical line. The Levites were chosen of God during a period of time to be the examples of the high priest. They were the high priest who managed the earthly tabernacle, which was made in likeness of the heavenly tabernacle. But we have one who is the high priest in the order of a new order, the order of Melchizedek, who had no beginning and no end, who, by the way, Abraham himself in the book of Genesis tithed to and actually had communion with. So we're talking about the Melchizedek order goes even before the law. This is powerful, all right? And so when we talk about us being this month, okay, the closest revelation we have to this is in Tishrei when Jesus himself atoned, he made atonement, he covered us in our vulnerability, in our temples with a covering of his pure blood that we might then go forth in the new eternal order, in the new covenant. Okay. And remember, God was making a covenant with Noah during this time. Now that covenant didn't fully get complete until he comes under the ark on Cheshvan 27, when there is a rainbow, which is evidence of the covenant completion. Okay, so the Noahic covenant happens here in Genesis, and then we have the new covenant, or the new eternal order of Melchizedek, of course, happening right before Jesus' death, when he was 33 years old. Okay, so this is a very, very important time, because we're seeing the correlation here between Tishri and Cheshvan, 2 months where God covers his people. There are great abundances, great blessings, but there is an at-one-ment with God. So as we enter into Mar Cheshvan, as we enter into this month of Cheshvan, which is the second month on the civil calendar, and it is the eighth month on the religious calendar, we are entering into a time where God is speaking to us about how to stay in the covering. Okay, you need to repeat that. Just stay in the covering. He's showing signs in the sky. There is a new moon instead of a full moon, but there's a new moon every single month on the lunar calendar. It's what tells us that the Hebrew calendar is changing. God always makes signs in the sky to tell us when the new month is starting. And then, of course, we also get this meteor shower too on top of it that is coming from Orion, the constellation. And so this is an important time where we remember that from the atonement of Tishri, we carry into this next month knowing we are at one with God. Remembering Noah, that no matter the rains, and of course, those were abundant rains that ended up flooding the earth. So much rain came to do what? To cleanse the earth. So as you've got abundant rains coming in your life, as you've got rains that are even coming to cleanse around you, God says, I'm giving you new assignments. There's new territories that you're getting ready to take, and I need you to be covered. I need you to be in that box with me. Okay, so it's important that we know this. We need to be in the box, like the ark surrounding Noah, or we need to be mentally in that place of the new covenant where we are at one with God. We are atoned for by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. God is bringing us into a new and fresh revelation of who we are in him. And with it, there is going to be great challenges. Now, things are speeding. They're going fast. They're accelerating. And this is another reason why you have to be in the box, okay? Because when things begin to accelerate, that's when we get really focused on the blessings and we start working the blessing and we forget about relationship with the Lord. That is a no-no. He does not want that, because then we begin to start worshiping the things that he's given us. We know this from Deuteronomy chapter 8, right? He tested them in the desert to test and humble them, right? That they might know what was in their hearts, whether or not they would obey his commands. So the Lord is speaking to you during this time and he's saying, listen, I'm going to build an ark of safety for you as I'm accelerating things. My son who shed his blood is evidence of the fulfillment of you being covered and at one with me as I lead you into new territory and as I give you next level assignments. I heard the Lord say that. See, we've gone from glory to glory. We've gone from faith to faith. We're stepping it up at next levels. And so God says here, I am taking you to these next levels, but don't worship the level. Come on, somebody help me. Don't worship the level. Don't worship what's around you. I need you to keep your focus on me. Can you imagine how focused Jesus had to be to go to the cross? He had to be single-minded. Can you imagine how focused Noah had to be when God is giving him instructions about bringing the double portion, the two of every animal, into the ark during this time, because God was getting ready to cleanse the earth. And so there's some things that are around you that God is cleansing. There's just some things around you that God is blessing, but you're not to put your eyes on those things. You're to keep your eyes on the Lord. Can you imagine how much Noah had to keep his eyes on God in the midst of everything that was going on? I mean, he was going to be in this stinky ark with no way out, with all of those animals and all of that craziness for 375 days. We did 365 days on a Gregorian calendar. Add 10 more, 375, all right? And so he was going to be in there for a very, very long time. And so we know, now of course, that's according to the solar calendar. I mean, he would have been there probably about 360 days on the lunar calendar and 370 days on the lunar calendar as well. So right in there. there. But nonetheless, he would have been in this place as God is preparing the earth for his family to land and get off and then begin to multiply, begin to increase and multiply. Remember, Hebrew year 5786 is the year to have dominion, multiply, increase, subdue, and replenish. The Lord is saying this is the year, number six, the Vav, where we are bringing heaven to earth and we are assessing from the original design, okay? So in the case of Noah, God is making a new design from the original, because the Noah's family came from Adam and Eve, but there was no other people on the planet other than Noah's family to populate after that point. And so God again cleanses the earth and he starts afresh with Noah and his family. So technically we're all from Adam and Eve, we're all from Noah, Noah's family. And as that happens, then God shows and reveals in a covenant that he will protect Noah and his family and he will bring them to safety in the midst of the trials and the challenges that they're going through, in the midst of the territory they're getting ready to take, in the midst of the rulership and the leadership they're getting ready to come into. See, now the whole earth is theirs at this point. They're the only family. At this point, their level of stewardship goes up to next levels. At this point, they have got to stay close to God because he is going to be walking them through things just as he walked Adam and Eve through and just as he walked Noah through as Noah was building that ark of safety. And so God is putting you in an ark of safety for Heshvan. He's going to accelerate things. He's going to bring blessings. There's going to be some cleansing rains. There's going to be some shifts. There's going to be some acceleration. And if you get your eyes off of at one with God, if you get your eyes off of the atonement, then you might find that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy during this time. The enemy always likes to push back whenever there's an acceleration time. We're coming into extreme acceleration as well as taking of territory. Now, this is going to go on for most of the month of Heshvan, and then it's going to slow down again. Okay, it's going to slow down again as we come into the month of Kislev. Why am I telling you this? Because it's a very short stint of massive acceleration, but it will indeed be enough. Now, some of the assignments that God is going to give you are going to be a great challenge for you. They're going to require you to be at next levels of faith. Every challenge that God gives us is a next level faith challenge. Okay, hear me out. All provision will be made to you, but you must believe that it shall be made to you. Can you imagine? I mean, Noah made the hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. And why it was his faith and believing and that he would obey God and he would build this ark in order for humanity to be saved. And so for you, there's going to be a faith test. So this is a month where some faith tests are coming. Now, listen, I want to tell you there's no month that faith tests are not required. There's no week that faith tests are not required. There's no day and there's no moment that faith tests are not required. The question is, what do you believe and who do you believe? Now, in Hebrews chapter 10, it tells us specifically that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, something is made known to us. And I want to read this to you. This has got to be one of my most favorite scriptures. And I got to read it to you because I'm just feeling in my heart that I want to get it completely right. I can definitely paraphrase it, but let's go into it here. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. And goes on to talk about Yeshua Messiah being our high priest in the order of Melchizedek, who put his blood on the ark of the covenant, all right, and declared that we would be at one with God. And being at one with God means you have all provision, protection, and acceptance. Let me tell you what was in that ark of the covenant, just so that you know what was underneath there. Inside the ark were three things: the Ten Commandments, manna, and Aaron's rod. All three of those things represent provision, protection, and acceptance. They were inside the ark. When Yeshua Messiah went and he put his blood on the mercy seat, he was making declaration that we would be returned to the original design and have all provision, protection, and acceptance. Now listen, I teach more on this In my Dreamers 201 class, it's very detailed. I take you through the temple, the heavenly tabernacle, and I walk you through everything and the different aspects of who Jesus is within the temple. But in the Ark of the Covenant, this box where in the Holy of Holies, where the dwelling presence of God existed, the high priest could only go in after he made atonement for his own sin, okay? After he had asked for forgiveness himself and there was a blood offering for his own sin. But when when Jesus came in the order of Melchizedek, he didn't have to do that. Because he was sinless, he didn't have to atone for his own sin before going into the Holy of Holies. He could go in after he went down into Hades, got the keys. Before his resurrection, he went up and he put the blood on the mercy seat. He declared it is finished at that point. And that's when he said it is finished. And everything that is in the Ark of the Covenant, the manna, the Ten Commandments, and the budding rod of Aaron declares that provision, protection, acceptance will come back to the people and there will never be a separation from God again. Okay, this is powerful. But if you want to learn more, you got to go to my Dream Inner School. Okay, our 201 class walks you through all of this because it's very, very intensive. But where am I going with this for you today, you who's watching this video, is that when Jesus did this, he declared that it is finished and that we now have all of our needs met, which means as God takes you to next level assignments, you're going there from being filled, not from being in lack, okay? Hear me again. God is sending you to new levels, new assignments. There will be new devils with these assignments, but these devils will be coming to attack you in this process by saying you don't have enough. You don't have enough provision, protection, acceptance. This is where you look them in the eye and say, yes, I do, because Jesus put his blood on the mercy seat and in it were these three things, the manna, the Aaron's bud, and then also the Ten Commandments, which declare that all things have been atoned for. I'm back in the original design. And enemy, I don't need anything you're offering me. Come on, how do leaders fall today? How do people fall today? It's because they are tempted in any one of those areas. They operate out of lack and not out of fullness. So you see, Jesus had to make all of humanity full so that they would not experience lack, so that they could lead properly, so they could be the sons and daughters of the King, and they could actually rule like Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. How do we return to the original design? We have to be made full and whole again and operate from that. Now, Noah and his family, they had nothing. They were the only ones. They only had in that ark what God had given them and the pitch that was atonement. It covered them and put them in that ark. But every need for provision, protection, acceptance was in that ark as they were floating amongst the cleansing rains, amongst the abundance that was coming into the earth. And yes, it was abundancy. Now I realize God was cleansing the rains of lack and depravity. And how was he doing it? He was bringing the fullness of the rain. He was bringing abundant rains, the autumn rains, the spring and the autumn at the same time. It was so much that it flooded everything, okay? Cleansed the earth with it. Now listen, I'm prophesying to you today. God is bringing you intensive rains and it's going to flood everything. But in this flooding, you've got to stand in who you are in him. You are at one with him. You have a new eternal order. And this order, as I was reading Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19, means you have boldness to enter into the holiest, the holy of holies, by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say his flesh, okay? So in other words, when he died on the cross, he made a way, okay? So that veil ripped, all right? We know the veil ripped, and we know this at this time that he then entered in, okay? And we now have access because he gave us access. And the word tells us in Hebrews 10:21, and we have a high priest over the house of God. So let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. This is why these are tests of faith, without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. Whoa. Okay. And then from his faithfulness, because of what he did, he gave us everything that we need. Now we can walk in this faithfulness. Now your eyes will not be on the blessings. Your eyes will be on Yeshua Messiah as he takes you into these next levels. Now listen, I see in the spirit great territories coming upon you. Some of you are about ready to buy new houses. You're going to get new land. You're going to buy boats, cars, all kinds of things are going to come to you. You're going to enter new contracts, contracts that are going to go for a year. They're going to go for 2 years, 5 years. They're going to be land contracts. They're going to be business contracts. Some of you are entering into government contracts, certain jobs that you're taking on. Some of you are entering into, new job contracts, okay? Some of you are entering into marriage covenants, right? New things are getting ready to happen and abundant blessings are yours, but God says, listen, keep your eyes on me. He said, and know that I will be faithful when you understand that I have given you everything that you need for this moment. Come on, that's a prophetic word for right now. God is giving you everything you need for this moment. And so because you have everything you need for this moment, God is moving you to next levels of authority. Okay, just as Noah got next levels of authority, he was the only one. Him and his family, and they had to manage the earth at that point. And he had to know he had every need met by God in order to manage that which God had given him. I mean, here he was. See, the water was going to recede, and he had all this land. And he was called to populate this land, and he was going to have to get this land in order. And then he was going to have to be the biggest zookeeper that ever lived. He had two of every animal in there. So he was going to have to let these animals out, like he had taken care of them for a year and 10 days, and now he's going to have to take care of them while they're roaming the land. So listen, the land is an important part of Heshvan. Come on. The land is increasing. Your management capacity is increasing in the name of Yeshua. But you need to know that this is a new and living way and that God is your source. God will provide everything for you. Do not fear. Do not, remember, he put his blood on the mercy seat on top of the Ark of the Covenant. It had the three things in them. Those three things represent the fullness of provision, protection, and acceptance. We know that we've been given order, like the original design, and Noah's the first original family after Adam and Eve. And so God is going to make all provision for you with the land that he's taking you to. When the enemy lies to you, when he comes at you and begins to say it's too much for you to handle, you don't have enough to manage here, you can't possibly take care of this, this is where you got to look him square in the face and say, you know what, devil, God is not going to give me more than I can handle. Come on, he will not. Because God will take care of making sure that you have everything that you need to handle that which he is calling you into, to surround, to manage. Come on, that's a good word right now. God is your source. You're not your source. God is your source. He was Noah's source, right? He was Adam and Eve's source. The original design, he is the source of all people when it comes to original design. This is what he had to teach the Israelites coming out of Egypt, is they had become so twisted and forgot that God was their source. They thought Egypt was their source. And when things got tough, they said, hey, let's go back to Egypt. And God said, oh my God, can you not see? I am your source, God is saying. So listen, God is testing us. He's testing within our hearts whether or not we will obey him and do every word that comes out of his mouth. That should be the chime to your ears. If God says it, then do it and don't worry about it. Because who's your source? Not you. Not your family, not your boss, not your job, not your friends, not your church, not your government. None of that is a source. God is your source, and he was Noah's source, and he will continue to be your source in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, as you're watching today, I want to pray for you because, see, God is saying to you, listen, get ready. New levels, new level assignments. There's some new devils coming. But they're coming for lack in your life. But if you say you're full and you believe that when Jesus put his blood on the atonement, on the mercy seat, he said, it is finished. He declared that all provision, protection, acceptance would be yours, that you would have his righteousness. So let's walk in his righteousness. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to pray for you right now. Lord, I thank you for my friend. Lord, I ask you to, Fill them to overflowing in the mighty name of Yeshua. Lord, I thank you, Father, for that increase coming right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you glory and honor right now for new level assignments, Lord. And with that, Lord, there's new challenges, new faith challenges, Lord. There could be new enemy distractions and hindering. But in the name of Yeshua, Lord, I thank you that my friend's going to stand knowing that they are filled to overflowing with you and that they're going to be able to manage that which you have given them. And God, we just give you glory, honor, and praise right now because Jesus made atonement, at one mint with us and you are now our source, just like you were Noah's. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that it is a new and living way now, and we will be faithful to profess this and carry it out in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to pray for some of y'all right now that need a healing. Lord, I thank you. Some people are watching right now, Lord, and they're broken. They're feeling broken. I feel like some pain in some of y'all's guts. That gut pain actually means it's deep, deep wounds and loss right now in the name of Yeshua. I speak to your loss. I speak to your grieving. I speak to your depression right now in the Jesus' name, and I say break in the mighty name of Yeshua. Lord, I thank you. I'm releasing angels to you right now for healing to your body. I'm going to speak to your digestive tract right now. Be healed in Jesus' name, that anything that you eat, you'll be able to eat it. You will not have to turn away from foods right now in Jesus' name. Your stomach, your intestines right now, any gluten issues be gone right now. Any dairy issues be gone in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. Any Crohn's disease be gone right now in Jesus' name. Any IBS be gone in Jesus' name. I want to speak to your lungs right now. Some of you are suffering from COVID related symptoms, colds, flu. In the name of Jesus, I speak life over you right now. We break that fever off of you, and I speak increase to your life right now, fullness. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, you have been made whole in Jesus' name. I see that some of you are having pain in the back of your neck, pain behind your ears right there, difficulty hearing. In the name of Jesus, I speak hearing to you right now. I speak movement from your brain all the way down your spinal cord, that there would be fire that come to you right now, and all elements of spirit, soul, and body would come into alignment in the name of Jesus. I speak to your brain trees right now. Any that are dead right now, come alive in Jesus' name. Wake up, quicken, wake up. I speak to anxiety, fear, and depression. Any spirits be gone right now, but that your soul would be healed and you would begin to biologically see and feel upward in Jesus' name. Whew, I feel that fire right now in the name of Jesus. New eyesight. May your sight be restored. Spiritual eyes and spiritual hearing be restored right now in Jesus' name. May you see clearly and think clearly right now. I see some spirits in people's homes being removed right now in the name of Yeshua. Come on, I see them going right now in Jesus' name. And I see increase coming to you. Increase coming to you right now in Jesus' name. Come on, see, you've had such poverty surrounding your life. We got to bring you increase in Jesus' name. Your soul's in poverty right now, but I speak life to you. You have every need met in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Brain cancers, any brain cancers, any headaches right now in the name of Jesus. I curse cancer upon your body right now, and I speak life in the name of Jesus right now. Any headaches in the name of Jesus, I say subside right now. Hallelujah. Any blood cells in the brain to decrease right now in Jesus' name. Hurrah, bah, bah, bah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Now listen, as I close up right now, I want to share with you, many of you have my book on the Hebrew calendar, 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar. Come on, journey with me through the month of Heshvan. I'm going to carry you through every single day of this month. It's not too late. You can still get a copy of this. Go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. I also have MP3 files that go with it, or any major bookseller. But this is my brand new one, Cracking the Time Code. Ooh, how to step into supernatural abundant blessing. Ooh, and how to be able to handle it. I teach you all about the new eternal order of Melchizedek and how it's a new and living way. Come on, any poverty be gone in your life. Any lack be gone in your life. This is intense. How about if you feel like you never have enough time, I'm going to teach you to switch from eternal time to, I'm sorry, from earth time to eternal time and how to live in that place. Come on, this is a really, really great book. Nice thick one here. And I actually coach you through it. But guess what? You can't get it in bookstores right now. It's not available till January 6th, but I got the copy. So come to my website at CandaceSmithman.com. If you're in the United States of America, I will get this out to you right away. I'm sorry I cannot ship overseas. The cost of the book isn't as much as I'd pay for shipping, but you can wait. It will be out January 6th for anyone all over the world, but in the U.S., you can get your copy now. Go to my website. Maybe you would like to join me to learn more about the Hebrew calendar. Learn about how to live in the realms of the ascension. Come and join me on Monday, November 17th. At 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern for my Ascend call. It's free. Come on. I said it's free. There is no cost to you. It's free. You got to sign up now so that I can get you that Zoom link. I have people all over the world that come online with me, all kinds of leaders, people who want to learn and grow and understand the Hebrew calendar, but also want to understand how to live in the realms of the ascension. See, seated with Christ in heavenly places equals original design. The two of those together, you want to know how to operate in this place of prosperity. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. Get signed up today. You go to my website at CandaceSmithman.com or click the link below and sign up for the free Ascend class. Now, some of you are watching this and you're thinking, man, I need a coach, Candace. Like, I need to grow myself personally. I need my soul healed and transformed. I want someone to walk me through that. Listen, we can help you. We've got soul transformation classes taking place all over the world. I have coaches all over the world. And we're going to get you hooked up with somebody. We're going to get you in one of our classes. It's going to be a blessing for you. Simply go to dreammentors.org or go to CandaceSmithman.com. You can sign up for those today. Now, some of you are watching, you're going, Candace, whoa, like I want to coach people. I want a kingdom coaching ministry. Come on, I want you to come and join me and be a coach. But how do you do that? You got to be trained. But we give out credentials for this very training. But you need to be trained. So go to dreammentors.org or CandaceSmithman.com. We're going to get you set up with coaches that can train you, credential you, and help you get ready for a kingdom coaching ministry business opportunity. We teach you how to do this. Some of you are gifted teachers. Some of you know that God has called you to minister unto others in small groups, one-on-one, evangelize, whatever it is. We want to get the body of Christ working. So come and join us at dreammentors.org. It's my husband and I. We have Dream Mentors Transformational Life Coaching Institute, and we train leaders all over the world. All right, listen, you're blessed and highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. And you've entered the month of Heshvan. Look up in the sky, see the new moons, see the meteor showers, the Orionoids, and get ready. God is declaring from the heavens, we've entered a new month, and it is a month of cleansing rains. It is the month of abundant rains. It is the month of next level assignments that God has for you. Let's get ready. All right, share this with a friend and please like my YouTube channel. I need you because that's going to help this message go all over the world. All right, be blessed and I'll see you next week.